is filling up, the boat about to sink. And then Jesus looked at them. When he got up, he said, peace. Peace is living in you. Amen. He gives peace to you freely. Amen. All you got to do to have the peace of God and walk in is receive it every day. Amen. You receive the peace of God. You get in the word, because the word is a word of peace. Yes. Amen. The gospel is called the gospel of peace. Yes. When you believe the gospel, peace comes into your life. Yes. Let me tell you something. When I got saved, one of the first things that I noticed was that I had peace that come in me that I never had before. Then I understood, you know, you hear old folks talk, you know, sometimes. You hear them talking in church, say, yeah, you know, the Lord give you peace that the world can't give you. And I used to wonder, like, what they talking about? Well, I didn't know what they talking about until I experienced it. Then I said, glory to God, they know what they talking about. God gave me a peace that I couldn't find in the world. Now, I thought I was all right. See, there is a counterfeit peace you can walk in. There is a peace that the world gives, but it ends in destruction. It's temporary. Amen. It don't have the life of God. And there's no wisdom in that kind of peace, because that peace is a deceiving peace. It make you think everything is all right when everything ain't all right, and make you think that you don't need no help when you really do need some help. See, some people living in sin and they at peace with it. Well, I'm going to tell you, that ain't the peace of God, because you can't live righteously. You can't live for God and be at peace with sin. You can't be enjoying sin and still have peace in your heart if you're a child of God. Amen. Right? If you're a child of God and you sin something, your peace ought to go. You ought to be convicted somehow, some way. There ought to be some conviction somewhere. The Bible says that there is no peace to the wicked, says God. In other words, God says people that are wicked, people that don't want to live for me, that are not walking with me, he said, I withdraw my peace from them. Why? Because if he didn't withdraw his peace, you'd continue to sin. He withholds peace not as a punishment, but as a redeeming factor to let you know everything ain't all right. Because unless you come to a place that you realize that you need Jesus, why? Because God have withheld his peace from you. He's withheld his peace from you, so you recognize that you need him. Amen. And then when you say, Jesus, I surrender, he say, wow, there it is. Then all of a sudden there's a, I don't even know how to describe it, but there's an inward peace that just come in and just let you know that everything all right between you and God. And it's like something you ain't never had before. But boy, I'm going to tell you, when you lose it, you start looking for it. See, if you walk in peace every day, when you lose peace, you start looking for it. Where is it? I done messed up. I done got off track somewhere. Lord, show me. Where did I miss it at? Where did I go wrong at? Because I don't feel that peace ain't there like it's supposed to be. Peace become a treasure to you. Amen. Glory to God. Because there's guidance and direction in peace. Amen. Hallelujah. God will guide you. And there's peace of mind in the peace of God. Amen. Now, let me read one scripture to you right here. Turn over to John chapter 14. Look at verse 27. It says, peace I leave with you. Now, if Jesus wasn't walking in peace, and if he didn't have peace, how could he leave it with you? So he had to be walking in peace to leave it with him. When he said, my peace I give to you, that means he walking in it. He is peace. First of all, he is peace. Then he has peace. And then peace is a possession of every child of God. You know, in almost every letter Paul wrote, he said, grace and peace be unto you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So two things that every believer ought to have is grace and peace. Hallelujah. God wants you to walk in peace. Why? Jesus walked in it. He's not supposed to walk in peace and you don't. Because he walked in peace, you can. You can have the peace of God. And I found out that to get it, all I had to do was receive it. I remember one time I was in the Ukraine. The time I went to the Ukraine, I was teaching on peace, and I was teaching on faith, but there's a lesson that I had on peace. And I was standing in front of the class. I said, Jesus said, my peace I give to you. Not like the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, you're supposed to guard your heart. Peace guards the heart from trouble and agitation and fear and worry and anxiety. Peace is a warrior. And I say it now. Jesus said, I'm giving it. He said, my peace I give to you. I say now, if he's giving it to you, then all you got to do is receive it. And boy, I raise my hands like this. And I say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive the peace of God. And my hands up, and I went, it hit me, like knocked me down. I said, whoa, I just got the peace. It's another measure, because there's varying measures of it, and I'm feeling it coming on me now. And I raised my hand again. I say, Lord, I thank you. Jesus said he's giving his peace to us. So, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' name. That time I went back on the table. In just a few minutes, everybody that started raising their hand, receiving peace, some people started running, jumping. Some people jumped up and started dancing. Some people fell out in the floor laughing. And then I looked over there, and there's some people in the corner crying. I said, look how people respond to the Holy Spirit different. That peace, when the presence of God come on, some make them run. Some of them dance. Some of them shout. There's people shouting. Some of them crying. Some of them in deep laughter. I said, my God. I said, the peace of God is real. I'm going to tell you, there ain't no reason for you not to walk out of here with a full measure of peace tonight. But you have to be willing to cast your cares on the Lord and say, I refuse to worry about anything. I'm going to protect my heart today because this anxiety didn't come from God. God don't want me to worry about nothing. Everybody say, God don't want me to worry about nothing. He wants me to trust him for everything. When you trust God, peace is a part of the payment. When you really walk by faith, he give you peace and joy as a down payment. I'm going to read two more scriptures after this one here, and then we're going to all receive tonight the peace of God. And I'm going to tell you, peace will begin to war for us. It'll start breaking down anxiety, fear, frustration, agitation. But then, you know, you got to get up in the morning, but you can't let that stuff come back on you. You see, what you're going to do is you're going to push all the cares back in the hands of the devil and say, devil, I don't receive. All right? Now, if you're not careful, he'll be waiting on you in the morning when you get up ready to deliver it back. And say, I got this on you last night. Here it is. Take it back today. Because some of y'all wake up in the morning and say, yeah, that was last night. Or the devil will tell you, yeah, that was last night. Child, you got problems you got to face today. See, he'll put that care right back on you again. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh, what am I going to do about this? Then there you go again. You done lost the peace again. But while you're walking in peace, God's fighting for you. You had to know that's why you want to maintain your peace, because the whole time you're walking in peace, he's fighting. He's working a way to get you the victory to you. So peace doesn't mean that you ain't doing nothing. I mean, there's lots of things happening when you're walking in peace. I'm going to tell you, them angels back there taking care of business. The word's working on your behalf when you're walking in peace. There's some things happening in the unseen. God's taking care of business because you just released him to work for you. You just released him to bring the blessing of Abraham on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All right, listen at this right here. We're going to get our shout on in just a minute. Peace I leave with you. See, he left that. He left peace. He left his peace in the earth. Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Why? Because the world going to give you something temporary. Do not let your hearts be troubled. He said, you don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. So you can't let trouble come in your mind. And where you're trying to figure out everything, there's some things you're supposed to cast and give it to God. You ain't supposed to worry about nothing as a child of God. It's a sin to worry. Worry is the evidence of not trusting God. You say, oh, I'm just worried about this. Oh, I'm just worried. That tell me right there you ain't trusting. That thing is in your hand. Y'all remember we had the yo-yo? You know how you do the yo-yo? The yo-yo represents your cares. And a lot of people say, well, I gave it to the Lord, but it's yo-yo. They gave it to the Lord, but a few seconds later, it's back in their hand. I gave it to the Lord, but then they keep it. Why? Because they still got it tied around their finger. They ain't let go of all the care. They still got the string. So what you had to do is let it out there and cut the string off. I like saying that. Throw it out there, give them the care, throw that, cast that care on the Lord, cut the string off. I like saying that. Throw that thing out there, cut the string off. Cast that care on the Lord, cut the string off. Amen. Now, it's what even better is just take the knot. See, the devil tied a care around you like a knot. You had to put a knot in it or something where that thing won't come off. Well, what you do, you might have to pick at it a little bit. But you undo that knot, and it's better for you to just take the string, everything, say that, Lord. Now you ain't got nothing to come back to. You cast that care, you give it to him and walk away from him and say, all right, ain't mine no more, the Lord got it. When somebody asks, what you gonna do about that? Say, the Lord got it. Lord fight my battle, glory to God. He don't want me worried about nothing.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is not the first time that your back has been against the wall. But you got to remember that the same God that brought you out the last time, he can do it again. God, would you give us an encore?
God, I have been here before.
Yeah.
When it felt like I couldn't take life anymore.
Dilemma so much. Figure this one out. Don't know if I can hang on.
Feels like I cannot last through this.
So Father, fix it. I know I can count on you.
I can count on you.
I need your help today. Father, right now, I need you to. That's what I'm asking. For you to come back to the stage of my life and do what you did last time. I know you can, because this is not the first time. Sitting here alone. Again, can't believe I fell for it.
But I refuse to stay right here.
Can't live like this.
And live a life that's full of fear.
I'm calling for you.
God, I need you now.
Tried my friends, but
only you can lead me out of this.
So God, won't you fix it?
Fix it like
before. You're the God of the encore. You said in your words that
I can count on you.
I'm calling for you. God, somebody listening right now needs you. The mother raising the children by herself. The man struggling, trying to find a job. The child that's feeling neglected. God, can you? God, please, we need you to. My heart is broken. life feels empty.